Good morning. It's Elizabeth K with 99.1 The Mix, and it's the Public Affairs Show. Thanks for joining us this Sunday, and I am really excited for you to hear about this event that is one of a kind, and it's a woman's wellness event, and it's called Calm in the Chaos, and you will be given the opportunity to reflect, refocus, and re-energize. It's being put on by the organization Elevate Milwaukee, which they're all about creating and executing inspiring events that give back. And joining me this morning is Brianna Gasper and Kate English, the two creators and owners of Elevate Milwaukee. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this event, Calm in the Chaos, is an event for women happening March 28th at the Delafield Hotel. I'm excited to be a part of the event as well. But let's talk about, where did this whole idea even come from? Kate, can you touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea really started with one of our core teammates, Victoria. She brought the idea to our attention. Her family has struggled with mental illness over the years, and learning about how important this topic is, we thought, you know what, this is really important, and how can we bring this to the forefront? And then about a year ago, a friend and neighbor of ours, she was struggling in areas that we weren't aware of.
Oh, wow.
And she lost her life, and we made a pact really to do something that can help individuals like her. So we looked at all the women in our lives, and we realized, you know what, all of us are struggling. All of us are, and
yeah,
we don't talk about it as much as we should. And it's a minor struggle or a big struggle, or if it's things that are not in our control, we need to be there for and support each other. So this event really is there to help women like our friend and our neighbor and others in the community that just need a day for themselves to realize that they are not alone, and there's tons of women who are rallying around them. Or if you just want a day for yourself to re-energize and be and help fulfill yourself even to the next level, so that you can continue to live the best life possible.
And that they're not alone in their struggles. And Brianna, when you talk about this neighbor, you both are neighbors. Mm-hmm. So this death impacted you as well.
Yeah, hugely. Kate and I met 5 years ago as neighbors, walking through with our little crews of kids, and quickly decided to work together and continue to create events through Elevate. Became partners. And with this event, after our neighbor passed, we really started to reflect on how many women in the neighborhood may be struggling with something, whether that be marriage, balance with children, personal career development, or struggle with wanting to make a change with their career and kind of feeling stuck, and everything else in between. I mean, myself, I don't often share this, but I struggled with postpartum after one of my babies. And when our neighbor passed, we kind of wondered if there was any of that within her, because she had a really young child that was just her turn one.
Wow.
And we, you know, there's so many things with mental illness. It's a struggle to be brave enough to go out and seek help. And I remember for myself, when I kind of decided, you know what, I need to talk to someone, it was a really scary call to call my doctor and say, I might need some help, I might not be okay. And then you have to be brave enough to go into the appointment. And I remember feeling nervous about the nurses and how they would, you know, if they were going to say, you're fine, you're just a normal stressed woman, like you don't need any help. So then it's this matter of going in and being brave enough to share all that you're feeling and thinking. Mm-hmm. And I remember then being with the doctor and her saying, no, yeah, you might have a little bit of postpartum anxiety. Of course, you know, you've got four kids, you're balancing a lot. But then she said, you know, I'm going to put you on a medication and it's going to take 4 weeks to work. And I remember in that moment feeling panicked of like, how am I going to make it through 4 weeks? So I think through all of this, we realized, I mean, mental health has a huge stigma. People are afraid to talk about it. Mm-hmm. As uncomfortable it is for me to share, I also, now that I've addressed it and gone through some of that, I feel more empowered to share my story, so that other people will say to me, like, I had no idea you were struggling. Like, you always seemed like you had it together, you know, with four kids, and I only have one and I'm struggling. But the reality is everybody's struggling. Mm-hmm. When our neighborhood lost our neighbor, Katie, Kate and I are immediate action people. We wanted to do something. So we started a Facebook group just for the women in our neighborhood, and did kind of a check-in system of, you know, how are you doing today on a scale of 1 to 5? 5 meaning I could just use a friend, I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
To 1 being doing great. And that we felt was important right after the loss of our neighbor, but then also to, it's kind of taken over itself, this page, and people have shared really vulnerable things on that page, asking for, you know, counselor suggestions or going through the loss of a parent and asking for some support. So we know that feel is out there, that women need support.
Well, you are likely feeling like if this is so prevalent in just your neighborhood.
Right.
What is happening outside of this neighborhood, which is so fantastic that you're coming together with an event like Calm in the Chaos. But your nonprofit organization that you started, Elevate Milwaukee, all of your events really are inspiring and uplifting, and proceeds go back to different charities. That's really incredible that you're putting all this effort into these events, but you're still putting it back out there to leave an impact on other organizations that are doing amazing things in the community. What are some of the organizations that benefit from these events? Kate, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this is one of our five events that we're having in 2020.
You two aren't busy at all. You both have four kids.
Yeah, so we find our calm in the chaos, right?
That's why these events are helpful.
Yeah, so for Calm in the Chaos, we actually have an Elevates Honors program, and this is our first women's wellness event. So the proceeds from this event is going to really support that Elevates Honors program, which looks and aligns with organizations and individuals in the community that are doing amazing things. They may need a financial uplift, they may need emotional uplift, but those grants are really going to help those individuals and organizations do that in the community. So that's unique for this event. In our other events, we have Rock the Burbs that supports the MAC Fund and Special Spaces. We have Race for Your Reason, which we highlight five different charities every year. Power Purple, which has given over $150,000 to pancreatic cancer over the years. Yeah, Brianna started that from the ground up, and it's been an amazing effort. And
that is amazing.
So we continue to have just amazing partnerships with unique and beautiful charities in the community. And we never just put ourselves in one lane, and that's unique with us, is that we have this abundance mentality, and we know that there's so many great causes out there that we can do things to help support all of them.
Spread the love.
Yep.
When it comes to Calm in the Chaos, the event on March 28th, I know that you can pick your own adventure, as you kind of have it described on your Facebook page, and there's different sessions. Can you talk a little bit, Brianna, about what people can expect when they buy tickets to this event?
Yeah, so the day looks like this. You arrive, you get a welcome mimosa. We start with an introduction from a journaling expert. Everybody that arrives gets a journal. We know that everybody kind of finds calm in different ways, right? Some people might be big journalers. Others may have never dabbled with it. So this gentleman's going to walk you through. He's a professor at UW-Madison and Whitewater, and he's going to walk you through a short introduction to journaling and how you can use it, and having everyone there set an intention for the day. We're going to start with a short meditation as well, and then break off into our first sessions, which are the tough stuff. When you register, you choose which of the three sessions you want to be a part of. Everything from stress resilience, knowing that people might choose that if they're struggling with anxiety or depression or really just stress in the workplace, life at home. We also have a session dealing with navigating kids and creating resilient kids through the world today, including social media influence. And we have young kids, but we worry about those years, you know, how to navigate social media and dealing with our kids, dealing with all of that world. So
yes, because that is something that I know the three of us didn't have growing up.
Yeah,
that can cause a lot of anxiety and stress to parents.
Yeah. And we have, for that session, we have a relationship session. We have some women from the Gals Institute. They're a group out in Delafield. They have a group of therapists, and they create programming where they're also going into schools and supporting young girls and women through all of the anxiety and stress of life. So they're going to be leading that relationship course, and also the creating resilient kids through, you know, navigating through social media. We also have a retired teacher. I mean, she's really young, but she retired from teaching after her years in teaching to really focus on just healthy lifestyles, creating better like mind, gut, you know, relationships, and making things make sense as to why we have such stressful lives and kind of how to balance that with eating right and being healthy.
And how that can play a role in your mental health.
Those are like the three really tough breakouts that people sign up for. And then we have a little coffee break and tea, and we have some vendors that'll be there set up, really cool groups of people and organizations that'll be set up, different PTs and chiropractic offices and things that people might be something that's on their mind. Like, I really need to see a PT, and maybe they just haven't taken that chance to go to one after having a baby or something. Mm-hmm. And there's their opportunity to
It's like a one-stop shop. I mean, making an appointment and figuring out what's covered by benefits and what's not and all of that can sometimes seem daunting to someone who's already juggling a marriage, kids, and a job. And so when you have it all in one location, like the Delafield Hotel at your event, it can be just enough for someone to talk to a professional and then see what steps they can take further. Am I right? That's what a lot of us deal with. We sometimes are just quote unquote too busy. We have too much on our plate. Well, if you take that time to go to an event like Calm in the Chaos, it's all right there.
And
maybe there's no excuse because you're there trying to take care of yourself.
Put yourself first for once, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you just went through one of the tough sessions and realized, you know, I need to dig into this a little further. I need to maybe consider talking to someone. I mean, Gals Institute will be set up there. And maybe you walk up and that's finally your brave moment to grab a card of a therapist or a counselor or something for your child that you've been considering.
Mm-hmm. And there's no pressure. There's no pressure to buy, no pressure to commit. Yep. Like you said, if you're just grabbing a business card and then that's taking the first step in the right direction. These sessions all sound amazing. So then what can people expect next, Brianna?
And then we go into really fun breakouts, lifestyle breakouts.
What's that going to be?
Because you can't dive into all this hard stuff and then just have it be a day of like somber sadness.
Well, you started with mimosas, so you try at that.
Kind of go, you know, happy, dig into some tough stuff, go back to some happy land. So the lifestyle breakouts are everything from, we have the chef at Delafield's restaurant, the ID. He's going to be preparing the perfect charcuterie board. So women will be, that one's a limited session to like 20 women that get to partake in that and learn how to prep for a party. I mean, charcuteries are like everywhere right now. So
they're amazing. And they go great with wine.
And they're going to prep it, and then we're actually going to use it during our lunch and to follow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we get to eat it. Everybody gets to enjoy it.
The other ones, Wannable is they're like Stitch Fix. They're local though, and they're going to be there teaching a session on really just owning your confidence through your style. So talking about different pieces that are beneficial to own that can get you from day looks to night looks and confident choices in shopping and accessorizing and
fun. And then, Kate, what do you have planned for the third breakout at Calm in the Chaos?
We have a planner. So she is an expert in like everyday planning for your day, planning for your week, planning for your year, how to do that efficiently, how to make lists and really conquer the day. So she has different resources and tools to accomplish that. And then she's also in the midst of writing a book on how to be more efficient in your planning. So that is of the three lifestyle. When Brianna was talking about the Facebook page, we actually polled all the women on that page and we discovered that a lot of individuals really were looking for help with organization and planning and how to incorporate that into their lifestyle. So we added that session and we're really excited about that as their third in that lifestyle. And then to even keep it fun and motivating, we have a physical breakout. So that is, WAC is a great partner of ours. So they're going to be leading a spin and then also a yoga class. So you can have a high intensity or low intensity workout.
So people that come to Calm in the Chaos, should they bring workout clothes and they can bring different outfits?
We're going to be telling people to dress comfortable or at least bring that change of clothes if they want for, you know, yoga or spin. And that's toward the end of the day so that people don't feel like after that they need to shower or something. It's really the mind and body, a final meditation, and then kind of the dismissal.
Touching on all aspects of wellness. Oh, and Kate, what were you going to say?
And with the physical, we also have the physical therapists, Expecting and Empowered. They actually have another separate organization called Expecting and Empowered. And they're going to be leading our third workout session. And so they're going to be looking at body tone and physical makeup and how to like do exercises with strengthening and really helping you identify some areas that you need to improve on. And so we're really excited to have them on board. They're amazing women as well. And then we also have some people don't want to work out and we have just chill and read a book and have some quiet time for yourself.
Maybe stretch a little.
And so.
Because you want it to be an event that works for them as well. And let's talk about the keynote speaker. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about Calm in the Chaos, a woman's wellness event that's being put on by Elevate Milwaukee March 28th at the Delafield Hotel. There are limited tickets available, so you can purchase yours today at elevatemke.com/elevate/calm in the chaos. The keynote speaker, I'm excited to be involved with this because this guest that you found is unbelievable. Her story, Brianna.
Yeah, Andy is amazing. So I met her at a conference out in Arizona, and I just felt really drawn to her that day. She shared a little bit about her story, being a brain cancer survivor. But toward the end of the day, I'm incredibly awkward at times. So I walked right up to her and I said, I just feel like we need to connect and I need to know more about your story. And I tend to do that sometimes. And we ended up connecting on social media and talking a little bit. And I shared her story with Kate, and we both kind of listened to a few of her posts and an interview that she was in. And what Andy's story is, she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. She had two young kids and had this diagnosis that then made her really have to change her whole perspective on life. Her time was limited. They had said they couldn't operate. So she thought, this is it. I just have to live the best life I can and soak up every moment. And then there was a surgeon that reached out at some point that said, I've been studying your case and I want to try. I want to try to operate. I know it's risky, but I think I can do it. So she did that surgery. And now this is a few years later, she got a new chance at life, a new perspective.
Yes. So, and her book is all about that. It's so called good. New Again, Healing Through Perspective. And reading the book right now, I've been so moved at how she was told all these things were going to be wrong with her and what her life was going to look like and how she's just trying to change her brain to look at everything differently. And her whole mantra is that where you are right now is not who you are,
right,
and that you can be new again. And I am so excited to interview her. And I think she's such a great guest that you guys have planned. She's going to really inspire people a lot with her story, because she could have just sat back and been like, well, screw this.
She is a warrior.
She is
such a warrior. And we are so grateful to have her in our lives with us. And we're so thankful for having you being able to interview her. And
it's an honor, because her story and just reading her book right now and following her on social media, which I highly recommend if you're listening to this, do it. You won't regret it. You can find her on Instagram at Andy the New Girl. That's A-N-D-Y, Andy the New Girl, because her perspective is powerful. But interestingly enough, how her mind was sort of sick, but she needed her mind to heal through the sickness. It is just really powerful stuff. And so then after that session, what happens next?
We have, so that she's going to be speaking during lunch in the Amazing ID. So we'll be enjoying those charcuterie boards. We'll be enjoying an awesome lunch there. And desserts and stuff, of course. And then you'll be leading the interview. Then we go into another group session about emotional intelligence. We have a woman who's a coach from Atlanta, Georgia, or Columbus, Georgia, and she will be coming in to, she does a lot of workshops in big businesses with leadership and talking about how important it is with emotional, to be aware of emotional intelligence when you deal with your coworkers, when you deal with your spouse, when you deal with your kids. And you know, it kind of goes back to like, I mean, even the love languages, knowing how someone else reacts to things.
Another book that everyone should read is Love Languages.
Yes, agree.
There is a packed day.
Oh, yeah.
This everything, it sounds like, is going to just be amazing and a lot to learn and a lot of takeaways. So again, we're talking about the Calm in the Chaos event at the Delafield Hotel. For people that are interested in this, proceeds go to charities in the area and a grant program that you've set up with Elevate Milwaukee. Where can people go to get their tickets? And I hear there's discounted rooms also at the Delafield Hotel with the event, correct?
Delafield is offering discounted rooms. That's all on our website. So elevatemke.com. Is where anybody can go and register. We have all of our events posted there, but you would look for the Calm in the Chaos page. Otherwise, we're on Facebook and Instagram. And
follow along, be inspired, and connect with other women too, because when you share your struggle, you realize that you're not alone and you might even be helping someone else. Is the hope to have this be a reoccurring event?
Yes, absolutely.
The response has been huge. I mean, sponsors, people that are interested in coming, speakers, people that are interested in speaking next year. We have talked a lot about, with this program, being able to offer it in different communities, of course, but then also maybe even bringing it into the city to offer like a free program at a local library or something to support women that maybe can't afford to reach out and get some of this help they might need. Because I mean, this is one community that we're looking at, and it's happening everywhere.
The need is great. Yep. So this is an event perhaps that might be exactly what you're looking for. Calm in the chaos. Again, get your tickets at elevatemke.com. It is March 28th at the Delafield Hotel. I'm going to be out there as well. Really looking forward to this event. And if you want to follow along on social, when it comes to Instagram, it's calm.elevatemke. And when it comes to the Facebook page, just look up Calm in the Chaos. Kate and Brianna, thank you so much for being here on the Public Affairs Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.